5, 4, 3, 2. Welcome to Flowing with Famous, your all Fresno podcast. I am Famous Whitewater, aka Josh Teehee. With me, as always, Mike C, Fresno's podcast.
Hey.
We're here to talk about Fresno, as we do periodically on this cast. And all the cool stuff that happens here. Whether it is politics, entertainment, lots of entertainment, a little bit of politics, a little bit of business news.
Business.
And pop culture. We love pop culture.
Music.
Music. All those things that, make life in Fresno so grand. What's happened since?
What the hell's been going on?
What has been going on?
National attention.
National attention.
We always like to see talk about when that Fresno gets national attention. This was all positive.
Yes. For tacos.
Tacos.
Now everyone
damn
knows.
Damn straight. Respect our tacos.
So everyone knows that Central Valley, not just Fresno, Central Valley has amazing tacos. And if you've been to other places, well, hey, let's start with the broader scope. Mexican food, awesome in the Central Valley.
Yep, we roll. You've
been to other places, not so good.
No.
You know, lots of places don't have good Mexican food. Now, they probably have good other, you know, Peruvian, El Salvadorian, whatever. Yeah. They don't have good Mexican food.
No. Here in the Central Valley, everywhere I've gone, I've tried it in Portland. I've tried it in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Like full-on Mexican restaurants, even, you know, it looks legit.
Right.
Like you would, similar to what you'd look going in here, does not even come close. Just like, wow, this is like a bad Mexican food place in Fresno. And here it's like the Mexican food.
Yeah. So Mexican food, A. B, tacos, and specifically taco trucks that we're known for.
Right.
Right. This is something I don't think many other places have.
No, not to this, like,
and I'm not talking
magnitude.
We're not talking like food trucks, right? Because some people,
right. Yeah.
No, we're talking like literally taco truck. They sell tacos of different varieties, and that's it.
It's total.
And generally, and growing up in Kingsburg area,
they got burritos and stuff too.
Yeah, I guess so. Tortas sometimes.
Tortas.
So there are, you know, every other corner has a taco truck, and it's just a truck that pulls up. They have their spot that they go to all the time, and they set up and they sell tacos in the evenings or whatever. And you go, and it's seriously some of the best food that you've ever had. Okay. Several years ago, I guess 5 years ago, right? No? This is the fifth one?
Might be fourth.
Fresno Grizzlies and the Fresno Beehive, Fresno Beehive, partnered up on this taco truck throwdown, which they, you know, it's during one of the Fresno Grizzlies games. It's a promotion that they did, and they bring out some taco trucks, and you pay, I don't know, whatever the price is, $2.50 a taco or whatever, and you try all the tacos, and
it's like you get to vote.
You get to vote for your favorite. So it's been going on 5 years now, and it has become like an insane
brand
event. I mean,
every year it ramped up,
right.
Every year, it was major complaint was too many people.
Too many people. It's one of those kind of events. Yeah, where too many people come. And I can't go to that anymore because it's too crowded.
Too many people.
Right. So this year, the team, they just went all out. And on the event, you know. So they had 25 trucks, which is, I think, almost not quite double what they had last year, but getting to it. So they had 25 trucks. But they did this whole marketing blitz thing, which is brilliant, and they actually renamed the team for the day to the Fresno Tacos.
Genius.
Yeah. So they're Fresno Tacos. So you know,
the full on legit uniforms, like
uniforms,
like well hats, designed,
well, yeah, yeah,
like expensive looking design uniforms, not just like sometimes they'll do one time uniforms for the night and they're pretty like cheesy, cheap kind of design. This like you could use this uniform all year long.
Which, by the way, Taco Bell actually sent out a tweet saying, if you change your name to Fresno Tacos permanently, we will give free tacos to everyone in Fresno.
Yeah.
To which the Grizzlies replied, we don't want your crunchy tacos or whatever they said.
Nobody wants your tacos all the time.
Your hard shell tacos.
Yeah.
Those aren't tacos or whatever.
Although I do eat them.
Oh, I love them. Whether they're tacos not, or not.
Yeah, they are its own thing.
Yeah.
They're not compared to our taco truck tacos.
Well, so anyway, they did this media blitz. They made these, you know, they had these uniforms. They're Fresno taco hats. And, you know, I think it was, they released the hats maybe like a week before the game. They sold 900 hats, like online, before they were even available in the store.
Yeah, the Grizzly store.
Right. I mean, it was just insane.
Well, there are hat geeks out there.
Well, right. And
that's a pretty
and Fresno,
genius hat.
And the Grizzlies actually have been like marketing to those people, like the hat heads.
The I don't know if there's a name. I'm sure.
But for a long time. So that's definitely it. But and the event just killed it. I mean, they had 17,000 people.
Yeah,
The game sold out.
Biggest crowd for a baseball game in Valley history.
So the game sold out of all the seats, right? So there's 12,500 seats. Apparently, there's another like 5,000
There is a lot of space to stand.
So they had they sold standing room only tickets. They sold out of all those. So there were literally no seats. There was no tickets available by the time that the game came around.
Oh, yeah, like I think it was even earlier in the day.
Yeah,
maybe even the day may have been the night before, but I think it was at the latest. It was in the morning of the game.
They were sold out. Yeah, of every like available,
right, every single last thing you could actually scalp Grizzly tickets.
No, there were people I saw it online. Everyone was like, "Hey, and I actually people were asking me, "Hey, you got any tickets to the
Grizzlies
Taco Truck Throwdown?" No, I'm sorry, I don't. So, yeah, it's just one of those events. It will be interesting to see where they take it from here.
Yeah, like you can't,
you know,
this you can't beat this year.
Yeah,
they had, I think Mashable had an article on them. Uh-huh. They had it on ESPN, SportsCenter. They had every Major League Baseball, MLB network, basically every baseball entity, had something on it.
What's the?
You had people coming into town, media people that would never come to Fresno for anything. Came to town for this.
Right. So, and team won, right?
The Grizzlies, I think they did win, And I wonder if they planned this or not. Who were they playing? Guess who they were playing?
Josh? Rivercats, Sacramento Rivercats.
Our old team, the Giants, our team from last year was here.
And I bet they
had to have been just like
planned.
Look at this, you bitches. Look at what we can do. We can do it with or without you. It doesn't matter what team is out there.
Because we have tacos. Uh-huh. No, but they have other good promotions. They're actually doing the Back to the Future Night promotion. Yeah. Okay, so remember this was...
That's the one that got them national attention.
Right, so this was the promotion where they were going to give out these rings. And the idea was that they had gone back to the future, discovered that the Astros won the series in 2017. They came back. They made these Houston Astros championship rings that they were going to give out. Houston, the Astros were like, probably not a good idea to be giving these rings out. So they said, fine. So they've actually made these new rings that are Back to the Future rings designed to look like sort of the DeLorean. They have little gold rings and stuff.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. Anyway, so they'll be giving those out. So cheerio to
that'll
the,
be sold out a bit.
Yeah, to the Grizzlies. I mean, they did a really good. They have done a really well.
Mike Oz is, you know, big huge thing of the taco truck. I think a lot of the national attention
came from
had to do probably with Mike Oz.
Yeah, because he can
he's got the Yahoo Sports
right
the big leagues do
yeah. But no, really cool event, man. They did a good job, you know, and had like I said, 25 taco trucks out there.
Sorry, Portland,
you don't have taco trucks.
We don't have that.
I wonder how many. Like,
sure, they have to have some, but
what happens now? What happens next? You know,
they just have to just try and.
I mean, really, like,
I don't think you can do more.
No, you can't do more.
Because people, the only complaint about the event is there's just too much. Too many.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you can do more just space wise.
Yeah.
You know, you could ring the entire stadium. The
only thing, you could do is do it during when there isn't a baseball game and just. Like, fill the stadium with taco trucks.
Which, I mean, and maybe that's what they'll end up having to do, you know?
Yeah.
But, so there it is. Great event, and we're really, I think it's great. 5 years, what they've been able to do with that thing, so.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Well, we've got a lot of music.
Oh, man.
Music happening.
It has been, so we're...
For us old rockers.
Yeah, hey, rock and roll. The last week, or two weeks, I guess it started last Monday, has just been like an onslaught of concert announcements. So it started with Morrissey coming to the Visalia Fox Theater. It's actually coming at the end of this month, which is a big show. For the Visalia Fox Theater. It's also, I think it's like kind of a one-off. It's at the end, I want to say it's like at the end of his tour. You know, so it's definitely...
He just had to come to Visalia.
It's definitely not something that we get. Someone did remind me that he had been to Bakersfield recently, but he hasn't been in this area in a while.
Count.
I think he played in 2000 something at the Rainbow Ballroom. So this will definitely be the show, in case you want to go, has already sold out. So if you don't have tickets, you're out.
You gotta find them.
Yeah. So so that happened. Then next day, Motley Crue, Alice Cooper announced a show at the Save Mart Center.
Yeah, boom.
This one I
Alice Cooper's opening for Crue.
Right.
That's clear, right?
I'm sure.
Or is it?
No, I think it's clear.
No.
This is, I kind of figured this would happen because, you know, this is generally, like, Fresno is a B market. And so usually what happens is, you know, a big tour like this will go everywhere else. And then everywhere else.
Then it'll pick up.
And then it'll come back around and hit Fresno, like, on the last leg of the last part.
Picking up some extra change.
Yeah.
On their descent out of the tour.
So they'll be playing December 17th at the Save Mart Center. And then on the 31st, that's their last show ever. And that's down at the Staples Center. And they'll never
play again. Yeah, and this is their tour. Now, can you explain to me, Motley Crue, what they did with this signed contract stating they will never tour again? Because bands are famous, especially rock bands, are famous from, this is our farewell
tour. That's why they did it.
And then they come back and they come back.
That's why they did it.
So, but how do you, know
they wrote it so that.
How can they not break it? Like, how,
I mean, I guess they could all decide.
What stops them from breaking it?
They could break it. I think, you know. I think the thing said that there can never be another Motley Crue tour, like legally, that just legally the
who
corporation
would sue them?
Or, you know, whatever just ceases to be after this.
Huh.
I mean,
or maybe they like would give up their rights to the name, maybe, or something.
I don't know the exact, if that's true, we are starting a Motley Crue band.
We'll be. Waiting at 12:01 a.m. to pick up the name.
To pick up the rights to Motley Crue.
Motley Crue.
No, I don't think they gave. I don't really know the legal. Yeah. We should look into that because I think it would be interesting. But essentially the idea being that there will no longer be a legal Motley Crue that exists after this tour. So none of them are going to tour.
Mm-hmm.
Together
they cannot tour as Motley Crue.
Well, see.
They could start another band. called Motley Brew.
Possibly.
And do all the same songs.
I really don't know. I really don't know. But they did. I mean, the reason that they went and signed these legal documents was for that reason, because they said, you know, we know that bands do this all the time. We don't want to be one of those bands.
Yeah, yeah.
So, so Motley Crue's coming. Then, while Motley Crue was coming, I heard these crazy rumors that Judas Priest was going to be coming. And I had gotten an email, press release, said Judas Priest at the William Sorin Theater in October. Wow. Yeah. But
that venue.
But it wasn't. Yeah. But and Mastodon.
None yes. As, oh, yeah. I love Mastodon. Now I'm like, I think I want to go
so,
to that show.
Yeah. So
I don't understand how that's going to work. Does the Soroyan know what Mastodon is?
I mean, they've had rock shows there before. They had Nine Inch Nails there. They had Alice Cooper there.
Okay.
I mean, I think they've had bands there.
They're getting
there.
Close, but the Mastodon right. is another level. Right.
I still don't and think they understand.
Mastodon is a pits yeah. form. Are they going to be able to stop pits? Like, you can't physically do a pit in Soroyan.
No.
Like, oh, that's yeah, weird.
No. So I
we saw Mastodon. Or no. It wasn't Mastodon. It was...
Lamb of God,
but that yeah. was at Crest, and there's a floor
there's
space.
There's a floor space. There's no floor space here at the Soroyan. It did seem to me to be an odd venue choice for them. I mean, for Judas Priest, I think you're probably right. It's a little odd, but, you know, they're
old
they
enough
skew
to, like...
They older, so, yeah. like, the people who see it aren't going to be
Yeah, I don't feel like
pit.
Getting in the pit. Oh, me sometimes. Either. Some nights I do.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. Not I have no business being
right,
more.
Right, no... So, anyway, so Judas Priest coming, that'll be October 23rd. Then, just after that, I get word, Joan Jett.
What?
And the Blackhearts coming to the Visalia Fox Theater as well.
Oh, okay.
That one will be in September. I think that's the 19th of September.
Is that her? Do you know the Blackhearts real well? Is that her still her band that she's always had? I know, obviously, I know Blackhearts, but I mean the members.
Yeah, I don't. Okay, like so I saw the Black. So she came to the fair several years ago, maybe mid 2000s, and I saw her, and the band was very young.
Oh, okay.
So then I'm pretty sure it's not the original band.
I was wondering if she's always used the same
people, or if
they're just like session players.
I think they're session players. I mean, I think they've been with her for a while, it seemed like. But yeah, I don't think it's the original band at all. So
okay.
The
Blackhearts are interchangeable, right. apparently.
But I think that'll be a really good show there at the that's at the Fox Theater too. So the Fox Theater is really picking it up. Having some
that's
good rough. Stuff
that's here. Like that. We've always kind of experienced, I guess, is Visalia and Fresno are they're different. They're big enough to have their own shows, but we're too close to really have our own show.
Right.
It's like one or the other.
Right.
If you're gonna come to Visalia, you're probably not coming to Fresno. If you're gonna come to Fresno.
Although
not going to Visalia.
Some there have been several bands recently who will have a show at Peeves. Uh-huh. On Friday and
those level bands
at, Celador on Saturday or vice versa, Celador on Friday, come back up to Peeves on Saturday. So but the big bands, yeah, you're right. I mean,
one or the other,
you generally don't get it. So yeah, we wouldn't get to see her any, but I mean really that's a 45-minute drive or whatever down to Visalia. You hang out there for the day, it's totally worth it. So I'm sure that's what a lot of people will do for the Morrissey show. And then
they have a good downtown that you can drive through.
Oh, it's true. Yeah, you drive wherever you want down there.
You don't have to get out and walk a mall.
No, you could get out and walk, just not on the mall.
Not in the middle of the street.
Right. And then the last one, Diana Ross, is going to be at the Fresno Fair. Yeah,
I was surprised that she's still around and out there singing.
Yeah.
I wonder how she sounds.
Who knows? I don't know. She's the, they announced, Diana Ross and Jeff Foxworthy, and that does
their set now.
So they're set, the whole lineup.
Yeah, we were talking before last time when you made their announcement.
Right.
That. They needed another rock act, and they did not pick up a rock act.
They did not pick up a rock act. They picked up Jeff Foxworthy, which is, so now they actually have two comedians. Generally, I think at most years they just have one, but so that'll probably do pretty well.
Yeah, you know? But you're saying that they're having trouble finding stuff.
Yeah, to I think it's plug been, in. You know, it's always hard. Like, I can't imagine having to book, you know, because you're booking, what is that, essentially 2 weeks straight, you know, and trying to find a really eclectic lineup of acts. So, but I think they have a pretty good one. You can go to the Fresno Fair, .com and check those out. I think all those tickets, everything I just talked about, those will be on sale by the time that you listen to this. So there it is. But a lot of concert news. I was just writing these concert updates every day this week. It was like I would get one done and then I would go to lunch and come back. Oh, now blah blah blah. Now sweet. You know, now Diana Ross is in. So, but it's a good thing. It's a good good problem to have. And there's probably, I mean, there's a bunch of shows that I know. I mean, these are just sort of the bigger name acts. You know, there's obviously the every week. You know, if you look at my Band Geek post that I do,
yeah.
There's tons of stuff happening something. At all the clubs. So,
hopefully, maybe you can get some passes once in a while, bro. They never give out media passes for the shows, do they?
Yeah, it depends. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't.
Because all they care about is you wrote ahead of time.
Right, right.
Did you write it ahead of time? Yes. Okay, right. We don't need you now. Right, yeah. We don't need you to be there at the show.
You know, a lot of times they do. A lot of times they will offer. And just because of the way things are, either I can't go or we don't have anyone that can go. And, I mean, we don't really write review type stuff anyway because...
Beehive used to do.
Yeah, we do. I mean, and we'll do like a U review post, you know, generally, which is just like we'll ask the readers to share their thoughts. You know, just by virtue of what we do and my schedule, I don't do a lot of reviews. I should probably do more, but, you know, I like writing in advance. I like telling people. I feel like our responsibility is to let people know what's happening
right.
in advance more than...
You're not a review. You know, newspaper you know, is not a review.
Right, right.
Article, you know, periodical or something. Right. It's a, you know, this is what's happening.
Right. And so, and I mean, sometimes I think that, you know, if the show is big enough, it probably... Excuse me. Oh. It probably warrants a review, but I don't know.
Yeah. So. Well, anyway, when you're hard up for a blog post idea.
Right, that's what I'll do. I'll go out to a show. But yeah, so those are some big ones coming up, and there'll probably be more, so.
Keep them coming.
Yeah.
More rock shows, man.
I know.
There's enough rock shows.
And
venue that's barely got used this year is the Woodward Park Amphitheater. I mean, barely.
It's got a few shows, yeah.
Only like two or three things.
I, you know, word... that I have heard is that the Convention Center, Soaring Theater, Selden Arena, blah, 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 has a Jewish Priest. There's another rock show possibly coming up. That they haven't announced quite yet, but is in the works that should be pretty good. I think, you know, people will be kind of excited about it. So.
I mean, they don't use Selden enough. No. I want to see shows at Selden. That's right. The only place... Really around, you know, bit of the big venues. Right. I just want to go selling.
Yeah, I kind of feel bad because, like, I don't know. I don't want to see Motley Crue. I saw them when I was young.
I don't care about them either until we did a Motley Crue org game on Dorktown. And I was, you know, going through their catalog. And yeah. I was like, yeah, I think maybe I would want to see them.
Here's the thing.
All their old stuff is good.
No. Motley Crue is awesome. Motley Crue 1980s to Dr. Feelgood album.
Right.
Awesome. Motley Crue now?
No.
I don't.
I also wonder how
I've heard, right.
he sounds.
So I've heard reviews.
Is he worse than Daily Rod?
I think he might be.
Mm.
The reviews that I've read and stuff that I've heard is that there are two background singers. Female background singers,
yeah.
And they do all the heavy lifting, and then he just kind of coasts through, and then he relies on the audience to sing along.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
he gets. Let's see audience. So, here's some hard section.
Every rock, Yeah.
It does.
Just like. Anyway, so.
You lead singers.
Don't look at me. I give up if I can't sing my songs anymore.
Like,
maybe
I'm,
not.
I'm out.
I just change them.
Yep, just change them.
I'll be like, this song goes like this now.
Yeah.
That's what Willie Nelson does.
Is that what he does?
I think so. A lot of people, that's what they're just like, oh, this song is different now. Screw you all.
Hey, I got tired of the old song.
Anyway, yeah, so those are all come and go. Enjoy those shows.
I wonder, does any kind of non-Latino show happen at Rainbow anymore? Is there still any like mainstream accessible shows that happen at Rainbow?
It seems like there was something recently or something in the near future, but I don't remember.
Yeah, it seems like
less, you know. And I mean, part of that is that I think that Numbskull was booking that, okay. Was using that a lot. It was now a lot of those Numbskull shows. So now they're either at Strummer's. Or, you know, they'd been doing stuff out at the amphitheater, you know. So I think they kind of split their time between those two. So
they don't need the Rainbow
need the Rainbow, yeah.
And the Crest is just non-existent.
They have a show coming up. I think it might be an EDM act or something. I can't remember what it is. Yeah. It was something I didn't really know of. It wasn't anyone that I knew of. So, but that's coming up soon. Warner's Theater is having a lot. They're doing...
they've been doing movies and retro movies.
They've been doing the retro movies. They're doing Spinner's Records has hosted or sponsored I don't know what they're calling it. It's like a cover tribute act.
Okay.
So the next one coming up, I think, is next weekend, August 22nd. And it's Santana tribute and Doors tribute or something. Mm. So they've had I think they brought the Aerosmith tribute, the Van Halen tribute, AC/DC tribute. So they're doing tribute stuff there. And it's sponsored by Spinner, so it's their kind of deal. But and then... Frank's Place has been having some music periodically. They have a concert coming up soon. So, I mean, they're doing stuff, but nothing like really big that I've seen in a while anyway. So, yeah, that's the rundown of the concert scene.
Well, speaking of music, we got to get in our band of the episode.
Yeah.
Cheers.
So, you want to talk
about the Redcoats.
The Redcoats. Have we had them as a band?
It feels like we have.
If we have, it's been a while. And really the reason I think that their band of the episode, where why I thought we should do it, is because they are in the midst of a Indiegogo campaign for their first album and video and merchandise and possibly some money for a tour van. And it's actually something that Craig Charton is doing. Craig Charton of Peeves Public House fame.
Yes.
So he runs this Croptown Creative. It's a marketing firm all working with local, kind of like local farm, like produce kind of people. But anyway, every 6 months, they're going to help crowdsource for a band to put out an album, get merchandise, blah, blah, blah. So every 6 months, they're going to, pick a new band. And it'll be different. How they pick the band will change, So, I think this one, they kind of just picked the Redcoats because Craig had seen them and really liked them. And then as he was asking his staff, they were like, oh, yeah, I like that band. And I guess they had him play at Peas one time and everyone loved them, whatever. So they just sort of picked Redcoats and... but every 6 months they'll get a new one, and maybe, it'll be a battle of the bands one time, or maybe something you'll go online and pick it one time or whatever. And then, they'll do a 1 month campaign and they'll do a show at Peeves, and, they will, raise money so a band can get, have a quality CD. So, and they'll connect the musicians with a sound engineer, artist, graphic artist, that kind of stuff. And kind of the idea is hey, let's help bands get be professional.
Yeah.
You know, so that they don't, we don't have to be crappy. Not that it's crappy, but you know, a lot. I mean, like the Redcoats are a good example. They've been playing for 5 years, and they don't have.
They're a good band too.
They're pretty good. They're good. Well, let's listen to them quick. They've been playing 5 years. They don't have like an album. You know, I think they were like handing out burned copies of songs they've done or something. But they don't have an album. They don't have merchandise. They don't have shirts. They don't have you know the stuff that kind of makes you a band and kind of sets you up to move to that next level.
The brand.
Yeah. So this is all that they're gonna get. They're going to go into... They're already recording with the guy, but they're going to record with Peter Wolf. And then Puneet, who he's a local filmmaker. He did all the stuff for Frishon. He's super good. He's going to do a video for them and different stuff. So if you want, you can go to Indiegogo.com and search for The Redcoats. And I think... I'll try to remember to put a link
in our show notes.
I think Craig said that if 750 people donated, pledged $15, that they would make the thing. So if you got $15, buy a CD in advance. There it is.
Redcoats. Well, there's not much else, but there's one thing I saw in the newspapers. There was a story.
Okay, I'm ready for it. In the newspaper.
Rowdy Roddy Piper passed away recently.
Oh, the Rowdy Roddy Piper story.
Oh, my gosh. So after he passed away, Jim Guy, Fresno Bee writer, posted this old story of the wild night, the Roddy Piper's wild night in Fresno.
Right.
I'll try to link this to you in the show notes. But so back in the day, 1986. Back in the heyday of WWF, This is when I was a wrestling fan.
Okay.
And Roddy Piper was my favorite wrestler.
Oh, yeah?
And okay. This is right around the time I think we moved out of Fresno.
Okay. So I don't know if I
don't really remember this. So it might have been when we moved, and I just don't know the story. But so they're in town, events in town. After the event, Roddy Piper goes goes out drinking basically in Fresno with Cowboy Bob Orton.
Okay, okay.
Who's just going around wearing, he's just wearing his kilt, Piper, and then yeah, and also Don and the Magnificent Morocco.
Okay,
so these three dudes, big WWF, let's go out and get some. Let's go get messed up.
Let's go get messed up. Let's get.
They
some
go.
Chicks
they go whatever. Out. They go over to the old Fresno Hofbräu.
Okay,
which used obviously. To be right there. Now it's the that market there now, right? It's like the Dollar General.
Yes, okay.
That's yeah. where the old Fresno.
It is now the. Isn't it's it? Not a Dollar General, but yeah, it's when, a when bargain it market.
Yeah,
grocery outlet.
Grocery outlet. Well, yeah, that used to be that used to be like the hangout for a lot of Celland Arena events after
right. Hockey players.
Yeah,
would go
I used
there.
To hang out there with Falcon players, and it was cool.
And apparently,
friendly wrestlers. So they go in there. So Piper, he gets in an argument there at the Hofbräu, and he bounces the guy off the floor. So then the three of them take off and they're in a car.
Okay.
They get stuck on the railroad tracks at Tulare and G when they're in their rented car. And so they take off, they leave the car on the tracks and take off into Chinatown. So a short time later, they turn up at the Doubletree Hilton.
Which, what's that, the Ramada now? Okay.
And so, the police are waiting for him. I guess they knew they were staying there. Piper was arrested on a public intoxication, but also arrested was Orton, who was naked, standing on the fifth floor balcony, challenging officers to a fight. The officer, get this, was the best part of the story. The officer who made the arrest was Jerry Dyer.
No.
I'm not kidding you.
Wow.
Then a sergeant, Jerry Dyer.
That is awesome.
And he says, I happen to be the one who put the cuffs on Cowboy Bob. He said the officers went to the fifth floor. He answered the door in his cowboy boots and not much else. And he says, I was lifting weights a lot back then. Or no, this is Dyer.
Oh, okay.
Dyer says, I was lifting weights a lot back then.
Back then, right.
As and he said, yeah, no. And the guy, and Orton goes, oh, another weightlifter. I eat weightlifters for breakfast. So we tasered him and he pulled the darts out and said, now you piss me off.
Wow.
We went inside and had a conversation and managed to de-escalate the situation.
Wow.
I just love that it was Dyer that had this.
So that is awesome.
He sees Dyer and says, oh, another weightlifter. I eat weightlifters for breakfast.
So the Roddy Piper died on Friday, right? On last Friday?
Yeah.
Or Friday before.
It was back there.
I was on, so WWE recently came to town, right? And I was on Chuck Leonard's show, and I was talking to Chuck about WWE. He loves WWE. He had gone to WrestleMania this year, and he is at WrestleMania, and like beforehand, they're doing all their little press stuff, and he sees Roddy Piper, and he goes, and he says, hey, tell me about that time in Fresno. Uh-huh. Asking about this story, right? And so Roddy like tells him the whole story, like, mm-hmm. you know, whatever, they get it on film, or I guess they were either audio or video, I don't know what the hell they were doing it, but he gets it on film, and it's just this great story. And then afterwards he's like, hey, thanks, you know, he turns to leave, and one of the other WWE guys comes up and says, you're not gonna be able to use any of that.
What? Oh.
Yeah. So, and he was talking about this story, apparently. Yeah. That is really funny. I had seen that story. I did not read it to the point to know that Jerry Dyer took out. Yeah. So, all right. Well, is there what
that's
else?
Enough. That's enough. Man.
Is it? I think that probably is enough for you guys. You can't handle much.
Can't
more
handle.
Us, and what we do here on Flowing with Fame. So. Let's
plug it up.
I'll let you start.
I will start by plugging our little network of shows.
Dorktown Network.
Dorktown Network. We've got Flowing with Famous. Flowing with We've got Dorktown Comedy Podcast.
Dorktown. Ha ha ha.
Get off my podcast. Harrison Ford talk.
Harrison Ford.
And the perfect pour.
That's the crown jewel.
The crown jewel.
The crown jewel the perfect of the pour. Dorktown
Craft
Network.
Beer Geek Podcast.
Where they talk about
plenty of local beer. Talk wedged in with California craft beer. Yeah. And even national stuff.
So. I had a craft beer tidbit that I was going to share.
Uh-huh.
And now I have totally forgot.
We've got we're starting to grow.
Yeah.
We've got, you know, Goldstein's is the happening spot. We're good.
All right.
We're doing better. We're getting better. Black Ops is getting ready to bust out there. They got kegs floating around town
nice,
now.
Nice.
So,
okay. And that's it. That's
yeah,
all.
Yeah, that's
any recommendations for you?
I have no recommend. I recommend nothing in Fresno. Oh, the bacon fried rice.
Well,
at sushi. God dang it! Now that I go blank on the name, I've mentioned them on here before. It's on Palm and Bullard over there. The sushi now. Damn it!
Sushi Day.
No.
Sushi.
God, sushi. It's not sushi whatever. And pop. That's
anyway, they have...
Whatever. They have this bacon fried rice. It's not on the where, main...
So it is...
Main
say it again. Bullard and...
Bullard and Palm.
Okay. I know exactly where it is.
Right behind
Sushi
the,
Fire. Sushi
Fire Sushi.
Whatever.
Fire Sushi.
That place. Okay.
Fire Sushi there. Right bacon, behind the Valero.
Right. Bacon fried rice.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Not on
That's
the menu.
That's all I even need to get.
Not on the menu.
Not on like their main menu. It's like a one special item that they've just held on to.
You got to ask for it.
Because it's too, yeah. Just ask for it. You might not see it
it's
on the
too,
menu.
It's too what? Expensive? It's too deadly? I don't know. Deadly? Maybe.
Just too decadent. Yeah. I don't even need a meal. I just get the bacon fried rice and then some Goyas and I'm good.
I want to go there now. I'm very hungry. Okay, I will plug my day job at the Fresno Bee and Fresno Beehive. So if you are into any of the things that we talk about on this show and you want to know more, those are good places to go and search for me specifically because usually I'm writing about the stuff that I'm talking about here. So I will plug my band. It'll Grow Back.
Got punk, some new stuff out there.
We will be having some new stuff. We got nothing coming up for a while. That's fine, though.
But you got to have album release
we
show.
Probably will we'll probably do something like that soon so that'll be coming up it'll go back on Twitter Facebook / blah 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 and then I would like to throw a recommendation out because we went to this place it's called the Annex Kitchen
okay
used to be the old Pardini's Cafe
yeah
it is been redone it's the younger, I guess, of the Pardini family.
Did we talk about this episode? No.
Possibly. Maybe. If we did.
I think we might have talked about it in real life.
No. If we did talk about it on the podcast, I'll talk about it again because I think
it's
one of the one of the best places I've been in a really long time. I mean, I think they definitely put a lot of thought into what they were trying to do from the decor to the, you know, the menu, the whole thing just seemed really well planned out. We went there, I think it was on a Friday, and we had the food is very good. They have craft drinks, cocktails. Not too terribly good on the craft beer, but they had a couple of choices.
Okay.
I think I had Drake's maybe. I don't know.
That's fine.
So, you know, really good, but just definitely a cool place. Different vibe, I think, than any place else in town.
Uh-huh.
You know,
can I bring my kid in?
You could probably bring your kid in. Yeah, I think that'd be fine. Yeah.
It's not a Livingstone situation.
No, it's not like that at all. No, it's very, the interior is very bright. It's, very open and a really cool place. Slightly, I don't want to say expensive, because that gives people the wrong idea. I think that, you know, the food is definitely price appropriate. Anyway. Annex Kitchen.
Annex Kitchen. I keep hearing all this stuff about it. Time to go.
Okay.
Time to go there.
I think that's going
to
be it.
Time to go in the podcast.
And we will say goodnight. You can find us at
Flowing with Pod on Twitter.
On Twitter.
We're on, we have our Podbean page and Podbean, as well as a Blogger.
And a Blogger.
You remember Blogger.com? We've got one of those.
Yeah.
I've been posting a couple of blog posts about craft beer related stuff on the Perfect Pours page. So Perfect Pour Podcast.
Getting back into
PerfectPourPod.com.
Getting back into the blogging.
I got a little bit of blogging bug happening right now.
The return of the Fresno. Well, thank you so much for listening, and we will be back who knows when. Probably a week, couple weeks sure. with some more stuff. If you want to tell us what we need to talk about, please do. We always like when we get tweeted at or emailed or whatever. Or if you're a band, you're like, hey, we're at least as good as those Redcoat guys.
And we've got stuff to play.
Send us a
good MP3s that we haven't played you yet.
Send it to us.
We're a Frizzle band.
Tell us about your story.
Whatever. Don't be that guy that thinks your band's good, but you're listening.
Right. Yeah, no, you better be good. All right, I'm going to count us out.
All right.
And a 5, 4, 3, 2,